Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up, Extra Mayo at 9. Gerard Mayo will join us momentarily. And then Andrew Razor Raycroft on the Bruins. Razor is here. Good morning. Hello. How are you? Nice to see you.
Great to be here this morning.
Do you want to join us for, you have questions for Gerard Mayo? I know you used to love when you got to interview Bill Belichick.
It really was a highlight. I always get to tell my buddies I got to hang with Bill a couple mornings down at Gillette Stadium.
We got to figure out what's going on with your bills. My God.
Oh, my. Don't even. I know. You should, a problem.
You should feel free to ask away. And he is joining us right now this morning, the head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo. Hey, Gerard.
Hey, how are you guys?
Great. Congratulations. First draft in the books. Wiggy this morning. Wiggy gave you guys an A.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Now I can sleep well at night, Wiggy. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm a hard grader too.
Right.
Hey, honestly, it's hard to give a grade until you really see what the players are capable of, but I understand. People love that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I think the biggest thing for me was, and it seems like for you guys, was positionally some of the questions you had, and you look at the picks at a lot of offensive players. So that's why I was leaning in the direction of giving you guys a good grade, because you at least picked guys that can help you on that side of the football.
No, that's right. And I would say, you know, Elliot and Groh and Zoe and, you know, all those guys over there really did a good job, and the coaches did a good job identifying some of the holes that we have in our roster, and we tried to address those, and I thought those guys did a good job.
Well, when it comes to Drake May, do you agree with Bill Belichick that he needs some improvement on his footwork?
Yeah. Look, my thing with Drake, we understand the player you know, on and off the field. We understand that none of these guys are perfect. I mean, you can go all the way up to number one, two, or three. It doesn't really matter. None of these quarterbacks are coming in here ready to play. And I actually think Coach said that. Like, the only player that he knows that was, you know, ready to play once they came to the league was Lawrence Taylor. And so it's very hard to sit here and say, all right, this guy's going to play. What I will say is he's going to compete. We have a, you know, solid quarterback room, in our opinion, and they're going to compete, and the best player will play.
Gerard, you had said that you would be happy with any one of the top three. Obviously, you ended up with Drake May. What was it about that group of quarterbacks that made you so secure in saying that no matter what happened, you didn't need to move up, or you were happy to wait at three for whoever fell there?
Yeah, just through a lot of, you know, a lot of film study, a lot of interactions with these guys and their families and the people that are around them, we felt very comfortable. We knew all along, and I think you guys, well, hopefully you did, that, you know, Caleb was going to go one, and then it came down to really, you know, the Daniels, the Drake Mays of the world at the end there, and we felt pretty comfortable about both of them.
Was there interest internally, a lot of discussion, or none at all about J.J. McCarthy?
No, there was absolutely discussion, and you could throw Penix in there as well. One thing we said when we bring guys in on the 30 visits, like, we're not trying to mislead the public. We're not trying to get cute with who we bring in. Like, we had genuine interest in every player that we brought into the building. And that, you know, those exposures are very important throughout the evaluation process.
Gerard, you talk about competition in the quarterback room being wide open. Your time playing as, you know, in the NFL, does it help when a younger guy can come in, and if Drake May can come in and show that he can be the guy, does it sometimes help to kind of learn on the jobs playing versus sitting on the sideline and have to wait a year?
Yeah, but I would also say that every individual is different. We'll see when he comes in. Like, right now, we don't really know much about him as far as, you know, just playing at this level. But once again, look, they're going to compete. Jacoby has played a lot of football in this league. Zappy's played football in this league, and Drake hasn't. So he has to come in and not only show us that he's capable of performing on the field, but also really taking a leadership role with the young guys and hopefully the rest of the team going forward.
Gerard, I know there was a lot made at the end of our first interview with you about burning some cash, and that was sort of clarified a little bit later on, but I have to say the offseason and the free agent.
That was a rookie mistake. That was a rookie mistake by me. As soon as I got downstairs, you know, Stacey slapped me in the head, like, what are you doing?
Now, yeah. We liked it. We really enjoyed it. If you could give us every once in a while.
You understand what I meant, though. What I really meant, look, we're going to be obviously smart with cash and smart with acquisitions. I was just very excited at the same time. I feel like we're building the roster the way we want to build it.
But you didn't really burn a lot of cash.
That's right, because we have to be smart about. The burning of cash was a mistake in saying that. We do have cash, and we'll spend it on guys that we think will make this team better.
One thing that would make this team better, long shot, but a guy that you used to play with was on with a barber. Some reason it was recorded for a podcast. And Tom Brady said that, like Michael Jordan, he would come back for the right situation throughout the Patriots. Is the door open should the great one decide to put the cleats back on?
You know, look, I love Tom, and the door is always open if he wants to come in here and coach. But as far as going on the field, I don't know. But if he comes in here, once again, going back to the, hey, the best player will play, you got to come here and compete. And then he loves competition. So I doubt he's going to be walking through these doors anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't think he's up for training camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. He'll be one of those guys, like, if something happens in November and we're in a good position, hey, come in. No, I'm good on that.
Gerard, you've kind of been able to get with some of these guys now and as far as being out there coaching and going through this process of free agency and the draft. What has been, you know, some of the, you know, adjustments you've had to make, like you said, as a first-time coach? What have been some of the harder challenges, the easier challenges? Like, how do you feel about so far what you've been able to do as a first-time head coach?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I kind of go back to, you know, going from a player to obviously working in business and then coming back and coaching guys in the linebacker room that I played with. That was a transition. I mean, it was kind of difficult at times, right? And then all of a sudden you start running, you know, the defensive meetings, and once again that becomes a problem. And now, you know, the aha moment for me as far as the head coach is concerned is when I walked out there during that voluntary veteran minicamp and was able to just coach and kind of move around. And that was, I always found myself kind of hovering back to the defensive side of the ball. But then I was like, all right, I got my head coach on. I got to go over to the offensive side as well and also special teams. But it's been great so far. But once again, like, realistically, we're 0-0. All of us are still in the honeymoon phase, coaches, players, everyone. But I will say the guys are out here working hard. We have great attendance amongst all the guys, and the coaches seem to be gelling well, not only with each other, but also the players. So we'll see as we continue to go on this journey.
Gerard, we're all excited about the Drake May draft pick, but you actually ended up drafting another quarterback in Joe Milton out of Tennessee. We have all seen the highlights of his rocket launcher arm. I'm curious what else you saw from Joe that led you guys to selecting him even after you took Drake.
Yeah, you know, Joe has a lot of physical tools. I mean, this guy is, you know, big, has a cannon for an arm, and we just want to see what it looks like. And honestly, you can never have too many good players on the roster. And another thing that was under consideration is, look, he'll give us a good look defensively. You know, we start going offense versus defense, having a guy of that size, but we're going to play some of those guys as well. So we'll see what he can do. We'll see if he can develop, and just excited to get him out there on the field.
Jerod Mayo is our guest. Mondays, I think we're calling it. What did we decide, Jerod?
Mayo Mondays.
Mayo Mondays.
I thought. But yeah, now it could be May Mondays as well if Drake is on the show. I don't know.
Oh,
May,
yeah, that's true.
Maybe dash it with an E and an O. I don't know. You guys have marketing people there.
I like it.
We should be able to figure something out.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Bill Belichick often helped us create promos, too, yeah. So this is good.
There you go.
Did you get to watch any of Bill with Pat McAfee on draft night? He was a different guy.
No, I did not. You know, look, he's tremendous. And when you get a chance to learn from a guy like that, and, you know, I'm sure the fans are very excited to hear from a guy like that and see the other side of Bill. You know, I think it's great. I did not watch it, though. I was kind of busy during that time.
I thought it was interesting. You talked a little bit over the weekend about how Bill would let you guys participate in the draft preparation, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, you know, it was great. It was honestly, it was a great way to learn. You know, watching different positions and grading them and writing reports, and you know, Elliot would edit the reports. You know, because it was like my first time, and it would come back with all this red ink on it and stuff, like he's an English teacher. But it was a great experience, and I would say we did it a little bit more than we've done in the past this past draft. So I love it. I think the coaches love it as well, and you know, those guys felt heard, which is important.
Jerod, you talk about your offense a little bit. Drake May is a guy that has the versatility to make some plays with his legs, whether it's design runs, whether it's, you know, play breaks down and be able to make plays unscripted. What are some of the things that you expect this year with your offense, especially with a quarterback that has the ability to move that you didn't have last year?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head as far as those what we call off script plays. You know, and from a defensive perspective, like you can say you're playing zone, but as soon as a quarterback gets outside the pocket, everything turns into man to man. Does that make sense? And so when you have a quarterback that can move around, I mean, it just puts a lot of stress on the defense. And look, as far as like running boots and things like that, you know, that's a strength of, I would say, a few guys in that quarterback room. And those extended plays will definitely cause some stress on the defense. And I mean, some of that stuff, it's not about, you know, what's in the playbook. It's about what they do on the field.
Back to free agency just for a minute, because we talk about it a lot on this show, and you can dispel maybe some of what we talk about. When it came to, and you can name the free agent that was available, but when it came to talking to those guys, was there an issue playing here because of the millionaire's tax? Was there an issue in playing here because of where the team is now? What, you know, is there an issue because it's Foxborough, it's not Boston? You might be able to help. Or was it just merely when it came to a value perspective that you guys didn't see it and what the player was looking for in some of those cases?
Yeah, you know, look, we didn't talk to the free agents about, you know, those things you talk about. But those, I mean, look, I'll put my player's hat on real quick. Like, those are things that a free agent has to think about, right? You talked about taxes, you talk about weather, you talk about all that stuff. And once again, I think oftentimes, you know, people forget about the wives and the girlfriends and the families. And they have a lot. That's one thing I learned when I became a head coach. I was like, man, these wives run the world. These girlfriends run the world. And those
it happens everywhere. It's a life thing.
It is what it is, man. But you talk about the influence on a big move for the family, man. That is a tough one. But look, at the end of the day, it comes down to money. It comes down to some. You have to be comfortable with the place. You have to be comfortable with the roster, and that's the beauty of free agency.
Well, as a player, I mean, you saw the NFLPA report that came out, and that couldn't have helped with the way the facilities were graded, with the travel and that stuff. Has the team taken it upon itself to try and rectify the issues that were listed there?
Yeah, we're working on it. You know, the one thing I would say about those grades, you know, they're honestly, it's what part of the season are those grades taken? And then at the end of the day, well, I've been saying at the end of the day all the time. We've got to stop that. But what I will say is, look, we're trying to fix all those things. At the same time, we have plans going forward for something much larger, which hopefully the players will get a chance to kind of see what that looks like in the future. But at the same time, we're going to rectify the things on that report card.
Gerard, one of the things that you talked about just now as you talk about putting on your player's hat, how have you balanced that, and what's that been like for, say, some of your players that, you know, obviously they know you when you were a player, now as a coach? How do you balance those two, that balancing act of, all right, I'm going to put my player's hat on here to coach the team versus I got now my coach's hat on?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have my coach's hat on for the majority of the time. What I will say is, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball, taking some of those philosophies that we had on the defensive side of the ball and really spreading it through the rest of the team. Look, we brought in 17 new coaches, all with great energy, but they also have to be firm. Like, we have things that we need to get done. Accountability amongst the players is always a big thing. Whether you have a player hat on or a coach's hat, we're all responsible. And our job as coaches are to put those guys in the right place so they can go out there and make plays. I always say, look, here's your canvas. I don't care what picture you paint on the canvas, just stay on the canvas. And as long as we do that, I think we'll be going in the right direction.
And kind of a follow-up, and I think the biggest thing that we talk about on the show, Greg, all the time is maybe one that wish Bill struggled a little bit, is being relatable to guys. How do you feel your relatability has been as somebody who's a younger coach who's kind of walked in their footsteps and kind of can maybe relate to some of the things, like you said, off the field?
Yeah, Wiggy wants to know if you'll be vaping on the sidelines like Mike McDaniel.
Nah, I won't be vaping on the sideline or anything like that. You know, I do think my experience, not only in football but also in business, has definitely helped me get to where I am. And I know the players, you know, when we're not talking about football, which I think is important, especially with this generation, being able to talk about different things is important, and really showing the players that you care about them and their development, not only on the field but off the field. So that's the way I kind of think about it. And once again, look, all these players are at different points in their lives and their careers, and you have to be able to, you know, kind of go up and down the roster and be able to find something that you can relate to or something that you can mentor a guy on. And these guys have been great. And honestly, I've been learning a lot from our coaches, you know, that have been other places as well. It's all about development and just having that growth mindset.
I appreciate the fact that you said you don't want to give yourselves a grade when it comes to the draft because you want to wait and see what these players are, but did you watch?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Dynasty, and will you give that a grade on this show?
I did not watch the Dynasty. I've been honestly just in the office watching these players. So I'm just honestly at this point just trying to take a deep breath. We got through the combine and the scouting process and the draft, and I got to catch up on some other shows before I watch that one.
Okay. The last one
for I'm a big Veep guy. You guys watch Curb Your Enthusiasm and Veep, two great shows.
Ooh. Yeah. Final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay. Great show.
I know. Great show.
Gerard, last one for me is, do you think this team is better today than it was at the end of last season? Do you think that it looks like better than a four-win team?
100%. I think this team is better, but once again, we have to see when we go to the training camp. When we go to training camp and in the preseason, I will say we have, going back to the coaches, I feel very good, very confident about the coaches that we have on this staff and their competency and understanding of the X's and O's, and we're all on the same page. So I feel good about it.
Well, thanks for taking the time, and we will, I'm sure, talk to you again soon. And we can't wait till we get to regular season and or preseason and get to talk to you every Monday on the show. So thanks a lot, Gerard Mayo, for taking the time this morning.
Mayo Mondays. Appreciate you guys.
All right. There you go. Gerard Mayo. All right. We'll talk to you soon. It's the best. Really is a good interview.
Oh, great.
Rays are a lot different than Bill.
Well, that's what I'm thinking the last 18 minutes is that in the world of Amazon Prime team behind the scenes and the brand of these teams, it's only going to enhance this.
Yeah.
Of course, Belichick was the face, but I think having some insight and just as a fan, I'd rather listen to that and understand and pay attention rather than
Bill grunting and snorting.
Correct.
Yeah. You know what is so cool?
Yeah. And not knowing I'm not getting anything and knowing whatever he's saying isn't really true anyways.
But you know, isn't that a good thing?
Isn't it refreshing to hear a guy say, you know, I'm saying that too much. I need to stop.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I made a mistake. Like, we all make a million mistakes. We all do it, but it's refreshing.
But he did give us a golden nugget.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
He gave us a golden nugget when you ask, very good question, by the way, too, about players coming here.
Oh, thank you, Wiggy.
No particular free agents.
I pride myself on my sports questions.
Very, very good.
You read Ken's emails?
Yes. Very good. But he did say, and I know he had to say it and stop saying it, he did say, but at the end of the day, it's all about the money.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that was the one thing when you go, oh, all right. So it is about that's the biggest thing that you have to take in consideration. I know it's the girlfriends and the wives and, you know, the nice weather and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, in every sport, and Razor, you played in the NHL, at the end of the day, it's about who's giving me the most money.
All right. Well, that's Gerard Mayo. Andrew Razor Raycroft is here. We're going to talk Bruins next. Right now, Scheim in Courtney's absence with what is trending this hour.
The Rich Keefe Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Teen Malone. The Patriots completed their draft over the weekend. They took Drake May, Jalen Polk, Caden Wallace, Laden Robinson, Javon Baker, Marcellus Dial, Joe Milton III, and Jaheim Bell over the course of 7 rounds. The Red Sox got the win over the Cubs last night 5-4 with a walk-off RBI single from Tyler O'Neill. And with the win, they take the series from the Cubbies and they gear up to take on the San Francisco Giants starting tomorrow at Fenway Park.
The main texter, Greg, may have the best nugget of them all. You want to do that next?
Oh, yeah. No, we can do it now.
Mayo mentioning a May as an M-A-Y-E Monday shows that he believes Drake May will be starting week
right.
one.
Okay.
Great Paul. Good right. job. He okay. was capping, though, when he said Brady would only be a coach here. I'm like, okay, if Brady walks in the door, he's just starting quarterback.
Well, that'll go around the world a bit today.
Over the weekend, your Boston Bruins got a big win over the Maple Leafs 3-1 to take a 3-1 series lead back to Boston and a chance to close it out at home tomorrow night. Puck drop for that one is at 7:10. We'll talk all about that with our guy Razor coming up here. And the Celtics dominated the Heat in Game 3 to take a 2-1 series lead. They play Game 4 tonight in Miami. Tip for that one is at 7:30. Do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thanks, Shime. 65, partly cloudy in Boston. Afternoon high around 68.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.